Let's get straight to footy news now, because Stephen May was announced as co-captain of the Gold Coast Suns yesterday, partnering up with Tom Lynch as they both take over from Gary Ablett. And Stephen joins us online now on RSN 927. Stephen, thanks very much for your time.
No worries, fellas. Good morning.
A proud day for you?
Oh, yeah, mate. It was a, you know, as a young kid growing up, you know, you could only imagine about captaining the club one day, and for it to be a reality now, yeah, it's still sort of surreal.
How did the process take place? Because obviously Gary Ablett's one of the greats that we've ever seen in our game and has been captain now for quite some time. How did it come about that that you were to be one of the two captains of the Suns?
Yeah, so it came around pretty quickly. You know, it's been a privilege playing with Gary, and for him to lead us, it's just been amazing development for myself and Tom. But towards the end of last year, he hurt his shoulder again, and he had to step away and focus on his shoulder, and Tom and myself took over for the last seven games. And I think after that, you know, we got a couple wins, and like the team went well, and we did a good job. And it was more Gary wanting to step down, and his endorsement of us, you know, gave myself and Tom a lot of confidence, because, you know, you grow up idolising someone, and then he's your captain, and then the fact that you're going to become captain and he's going to step down, it, you know, it's a big task. But with Gaz's backing and Rocket's backing, you know, we're all for it.
So you and Tom, I think you lived together for a little while. Are you different personalities or similar?
Yeah, we lived together when we first got drafted, but yeah, we are a little bit different. I'm probably a little bit more outspoken than him. He's a bit more quieter than me. But you know, the way we go about it on the field is not too different.
Now, we know Dean Solomon quite well, and he doesn't mince words, and he's a bit scary. Now, I believe he sort of gave you a spray a couple of years ago, and it sort of set you on this path, this leadership path, Steve.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about Dean is when he doesn't give you a spray and he talks to you quietly, it's worse because he's disappointed in you. So he was my sort of mentor, my duty of care coach, and he pretty much said, like, you know, you've got to make something with your career. Now, I got to the end of my first contract and I hadn't done anything, and he just sort of said, you need to lift your standards and your training standards. And but he was all for helping me, and he just said, if you listen and you can buy into the program, you can play in the back line for the next 10 years. And I thought that was just a bit of a, you know, to get me going. I didn't really believe him. But once I started to do the work and then started to get on the park consistently, I believed it. And then the next challenge he had for me was to grow my leadership skills. And that's something that's really important in the back line. So, yeah, it came pretty quick in the last two or three years. But definitely, Solly got me going on the right track, that's for sure.
Stephen, does the club have a leadership program that's helped groom you to have the skills you have today to take on the captaincy?
Yeah, so we've done a bit of work with a couple of different like leading teams and those sort of things in the last couple of years. But it's been more of I've got more out of learning from, you know, like Matty Primus, who's an ex-captain, you know, obviously having Gaz there, and then Ricciatelli, Malcheski, those sort of guys who've come from, you know, teams that have had good leaders, they've sort of helped us. So myself and Tom have been able to, you know, just to, you know, tap into some info from all those guys. And I think that's ultimately, it's been up to us to want to go out and learn. And no doubt Rocket coming on board, he was big on grooming myself and Tom.
And clearly you've been part of that leadership group. What's been the most challenging thing you've had to deal with as a group?
I think once we had a culture issues about probably 2 years ago, I didn't I didn't understand what the leadership did. You know, I wasn't in the leadership group and I didn't think they did too much. And once I got in the group, I was like, wow, these guys actually have a bit of work cut out for them. And at that time, you know, we were in that transition process trying to change our culture. And, you know, the last 2 years have been really good and we've been able to, you know, make massive strides in that area. And it's obviously now, it's got to be translated into wins for the greater football world to see.
How important is this year? I mean, you've lost some good talent over the last couple of years to sort of stop that and make a statement. I mean, GWS, we know they've had a great season. Do you feel like it's time for you guys to sort of stand up and do the same?
Oh, definitely. Seeing GWS do what they did last year gives us a lot of confidence as well that, you know, improvement isn't too far away, but our primary focus is just to earn respect from the football world, because, you know, we haven't done a lot in terms of winning and challenging sides. So once we can earn some respect, then we'll start to attack the eight. But that's definitely our aim for this year. Everybody wants to play finals.
Stephen, we had Tuke Miller and also Sam Day in the studios with us late last year when you had those back-to-back games in Melbourne. And we were talking to both of them off-air about, you know, what's it like up at the Suns at the moment, because there was that speculation that Jager would leave and that possibly Dion would leave, and they both ultimately did. But they talked about how there's a really strong bond between a lot of you and that they fully expect things to bounce back quite quickly. And that a lot of the sort of the public perception about the Suns is wrong. Can you sort of share a little bit of that?
Yeah, we're a very tight group up here, and you know, if you guys had spoken to Jager and Dion before, that they would tell you that the hardest part was just leaving their teammates because we're so close, you know, and that they left for different reasons. But that if anyone wants to leave the club, that would be the hardest thing because we have such a close bond. And you hear about the speculation down south about what's happening up here, and you just wonder sometimes how they come up with that, because all the boys love playing here, and we know that there's exciting times ahead. And this year, you know, the boys just can't wait to get out this year because we can start to put some of those rumours to bed with some wins ultimately.
Now, we talked about the guys who left, but you got Pierce Hanley's come on board. You've got a couple other good...
Michael Barlow,
a good experienced hard body. How are they travelling?
Yeah, those guys, they've been really good gets, you know, so credit to our recruiting team. But, yeah, Pierce, he's obviously torched us in the Q Clash for the last few years, so I'm happy we got him. And Michael Barlow, you know, he knows how to find the pill. And then we've also got him, big Jared Witts, who's a ruckman, who's going to challenge for that number one ruck spot. And Jared Lyons, who's a really clean inside mid, who we're excited to have, because we were light on midfielders, and losing Jager and Dion last year, we knew we had to address that.
I know you kind of touched on it earlier, Stephen, and this is just finally, with what had happened in the past with the suspensions and whatever else. Do you feel like you've got something you need to prove? Because you're an excellent footballer, and I know you to be a very good leader, but just publicly, do you feel that you've got a bit to prove, or have you put all that behind you?
I've put it behind me, but no doubt there's a bit in my mind that you know, how the football world see me is, you know, because I get suspended in the last couple of years, you know, it's easy for that to just tarnish your reputation. But the only way I can you know, rid that of people's minds is just to put together a full season with no reports, obviously, and have a good year, because I play some good football, and then I have a little brain fade, and then I just get remembered for that, which is that's the way it goes. I understand that, but so I've done a little tinkering to my game, and I've sought some advice when I was suspended, and you know, I believe I have the right things in place to, you know, to have a consistent year and earn some respect.
Good luck, Stephen. Really enjoyed chatting to you today. Super impressive, and I hope all things go well for you as co-captain of the Gold Coast Suns.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Stephen May joining us live from the Gold Coast. It's 12 to 8 here. It's only 12 to 7 there, but he's up and about.
How impressive is that?
Yeah, he sounds very impressive.
Well, they're in good hands, aren't they? That's leadership. He can articulately put exactly what he's been involved with, addresses the issues that he's had with some suspensions, and he's a good man.
And I like having one at one end and Tom Lynch at the other. I think that bond, this group, might surprise some people this year.
I've never been a fan of co-captains, but
either
the Giants, the Giants have proven how successful it can be with Phil Davis and Callan Ward, two totally different personalities, both offering something different, but they blend really well together.
Well, imagine if it was May or Lynch by themselves after Gary Ablett and all the baggage with it. That'd be a tough gig.
Yep, I like it.